Today, the South Australian government is debating the Residential Tenancies Bill, which will force rentals to set out basic standards for heating, cooling, and energy efficiency. It will also force households to be fixed properly so tenants have healthy spaces. For more than 8 years, hospitality worker Alessia has been renting a property west of Adelaide, but the household has so many unfixed problems, she has decided to solve them herself as much as possible. I started asking Alessia to describe the issues she's having with her rental.
So I have been lucky enough to be living in my rental west of the city for the last 5 years. And I have a little bit of a laundry list of things that I've put together to sort of explain what I'm facing. I'm draft-proofing my own windows. It's an old house, but you can feel the draft even when everything is closed up. So there's foam that I've put myself, bought myself, all on the windows. Tinting, it's the way the house is facing. The sunshine that comes through is beautiful, but in the summer, it cooks whatever room it's coming into. So I had to buy tinting for my windows, and I also have packing insulation, the reflective bubble wrap stuff for my windows. None of these windows have screens, so while it is drafty in the house, when I do want anything open, I can't. There's no fly screen, there's no safety security screens there. I've recently done some mold test kits, which are surprisingly easy to get your hands on. Swab tests and just sitting in the air, so there's no window in the internal bathroom. So definitely a few issues. And yeah, I'm also putting Hessian over the veranda out the back as well.
So I'm guessing all of these issues as well have been, you know, when you started renting the property, everything was okay. And, you know, it's just because of natural use, I'm guessing.
Well, not quite. So I've sort of taken it into my own hands, summer-proofing or, you know, temp-proofing the house, especially for this summer. The previous summers have all been bad, which has kind of given me the ideas to take agency in it and change something. In times past, housemates have blocked windows, had freestanding aircon units. There's only 2 wall units in the house and one is in the shared space as well. So this has definitely been an issue the last 5 years.
And what did the property agency tell you when you address these issues happening in your rental?
So notoriously, regardless of there being housemates, I've been the one to contact my real estate agent. And I can't help but feel that any issues that I bring up straight to him do get swept under the rug. And if I do lodge maintenance requests through their official line, through email, it's the same maintenance guy that shows up, tells me they're going to bulldoze the place anyway and do the worst band-aid job you've ever seen. So, and I can't lie, the lease is ending soon and I don't have the means to potentially move. So I actually haven't said anything. Unfortunately, I have been a very quote-unquote low maintenance tenant, despite how I might sound. And I don't want to be pushed out of this space. I work in the area. I've lived in the area for so long. I'm hoping it's something we can tackle.
No, South Australia can get very hot, you know, during the summer. It's a very dry heat and it could reach up to 45 degrees. What challenges have you faced, you know, especially when you're trying to get flatmates to share the house?
So we suffer a lot. The wall units we have are those old 70s ones, so not even the long rectangular ones, just the really small ones that kind of push out air and don't really do much. The house is equipped with ducted air conditioning that has not been maintained or repaired. But yeah, no, with no windows, no feasible way to have a cooling unit in each room, because, you know, every time summer rolls around, they're actually kind of hard to get your hands on. I've seen Bunnings just cleaned out of all cooling stuff. And, you know, I've lived with people before who don't have a car, they work casual jobs, so they genuinely suffer through it and it's awful.
So there's a bill today that will be discussed in South Australia about minimum standards in South Australian houses. What would you like to happen today?
Yeah, so this feels like a little glimmering light at the end of the tunnel, or just the beginning, but any kind of framework to standardise these energy, cooling, heating standards for landlords to adhere to would be incredible. You know, in my own case, that might mean, you know, fixing the ducted air conditioning, having that working so the bedrooms have access to some kind of cooling. Yeah, just building that framework. It applies to renters and private renters, but also, you know, housing trust renters and people in more crisis situations or financial unstable situations as well. So, yeah, it's a bit of a glimmering light.
That was hospitality worker and tenant Alessia. The bill is supported by several organizations, including SACOS and the Anti-Poverty Network SA.